Sometimes when we're in the middle of things in our lives, it feels like we're right in the middle of the darkness because we have no understanding or any control of what we're dealing with. And essentially, when we're in those places, it feels like we're blind. And, you know, I was just walking around the house, and I began to think, Lord, what would I even do if I was blind? Practically, if I was blind to everything. And, you know, I just, for a second there, I humored myself and just closed my eyes. Humor yourself just for a second, like 5 seconds right now. Just close your eyes. And just imagine, like, having to get up and walk to the next room and try to perform everything that you've been normally used to your entire life. You can open them. And I just began thinking, Lord, if it wasn't for the light, I would not be able to do a thing. And I thought about blind Bartimaeus crying out and somebody being blind all their life. And how, when you've been in darkness that long, can you imagine the cry of desperation? Begin to pray today, and I was pondering, Lord, in the times that we're in, it feels like that we never have pure clarity on anything that we're dealing with. That when you get through one thing, that there's something else around the corner. And that when you get through that, that there's something else around the bend. And that there's never a time in your life where you can feel like that there's stability. There might have been in a time in your life a long time ago where you might have had a little bit of a resting time, where when you got through something, you might have been able to sit down and have a rest for a little while. But the enemy is on to the children of God taking naps. And he's coming by and taking advantage of us when we're asleep. And I realize that when we get weary from the journey and we decide to lay down and rest, enemy will come by and completely take advantage of you when you're unaware. Next thing ahead of you, you're not prepared, not able to handle it. And I get up and I'm walking through that trial completely blind. Walking around not able to feel it in front of me, without any guidance, without any light ahead of me to be able to see what I'm dealing with. And I thought about the only thing that he knew to do in that moment was to cry. The only thing he knew to do was cry. I didn't, in that moment when he began to cry, I don't think it was complained. Was it? Because trust me, if complaining was going to deliver me, I would have already been out. If being frustrated was going to bring me out of it, I would have already been free, a millionaire with everything I ever wanted in this life. If depression was supposed to give me all the health in the world, I would be the healthiest person in life. I would be able to run 10 miles. But that's not the case. He cried for Jesus. And I find that when I'm in the thick of it, that's the thing I do the least. Because when our pride steps in and our complaints step in and everything else is in the way and darkness is around us, that's the one thing we don't want to do because we're too proud to cry anymore. That's what God was showing me. You're too proud, Jared, to break down and admit that you're wrong. You're too proud to admit that you're blind. At one point in time, I was lost. I was lost, Derek. I didn't know the way. I didn't know Christ. I didn't have salvation. I didn't know the comfort of the Spirit of God. But now that I do, all that I have to do is cry out, receive the benefit of the Comforter. But if I complain, should I expect a visit from the Comforter? I gotta cry out. I gotta be thankful. I gotta reach out to God in a way that God wants me to. I can't reach out in my complaining. I can't reach out in my anger. I can't reach out in my sadness. I can't reach out with my checklist of once I get my life in order, once I get all my bills
paid. Once I get all these things done in life, then I'll grace the doors. Then I'll go in and make my life right with you, God. I have to begin to cry out, and that's it. When we're blind, we're lost. When we're blind, we're lost. That is all that I know. I usually go forever, but this is easy tonight. This ain't complicated. When you're blind, you're lost. Can't find your way. Can't find your way. You can try to feel your way out of the darkness. You'll never find your way out. And as I was praying today, I normally don't share these kind of moments. I don't know if you're supposed to or not. All I could hear in my spirit was, trust me. Trust me. Trust me. I couldn't get it out of my voice. The God is the same in the day as He is in the night. That He does not change, and that He will be there for you even when you feel like that you cannot go on. And when we feel like that we're in the darkness, there is only but one way out, and that is with the light inside. If we do not have Christ in our life, we are lost. That's it. If we do not know Jesus Christ, and if you know Him but you're not continuing a relationship, you are lost. Because you walk in darkness. Without the light of Christ, we do not know the way. Listen, I could come to church every week, bring my Bible, put something in the plate, sing songs. I could even try to get up and read to you and preach what I think should be right. And there's a lot of that happens if you want to be real about it. But what it comes down to is that people, even in that, still walk in darkness. And they're not even aware. They're not even aware because we've not cried to God. Crying produces something in me that I normally do not like. Crying produces humbleness. And you see, I'm not a humble person in general. Because humbleness gets rid of the things that would set me apart from other people. Humbleness produces fellowship in me. You understand? Humbleness makes me want to love you. Without humbleness, by default, I probably wouldn't. Because I'm human. Because my preferences and my personality would make me choose to not. You can be real with me or not, but I'm following the Holy Ghost tonight. I had something else, but that would abort us to death. Unless we're walking in the light of Christ, we're not going to make it. I'm keeping it real simple tonight. And I'm almost done. Some of us could shout on that. Here's the bottom line. It's an easy and simple illustration, but I hope you remind yourself of it when you lay down your head tonight and you close your eyes and the lights are off and you lay down and your eyes are shut and you're in the darkness and you think, Lord, is this how I walk around in my life? And I ask myself that, and I'll be willing to admit it, because I want us to start being willing to admit. Because if you're not willing to admit, you're not willing to repent either. I'm willing to admit that when I look at my life, there's areas that need more humbleness. There's parts of me that need more humbleness. There's parts of me that when Jesus passes by that I need to cry out. And more than anything, I want to. But there's that part of me that says, you better not do that. You'll make a fool of yourself. That's the enemy. Darkness doesn't want to go away. Let's just be silly. Brian, if you would so please, flip the switches down just for a minute. I know we still have some light, but with his eyes closed and He could hear the commotion going by. Come on now. Church, help me. Please help me tonight. Could hear the commotion coming by. And all that he knew to do, he didn't have eyes to see him. And he'd been laying there, so no doubt his legs were probably asleep. Come on now. And all that he had was his voice. That's what he had. So that's what he was going to use. Come on. God's gave you something, and you know that's what you have. Jesus starts to pass by. Praise God. And that's what he wants you to use. That way that when you walk around in the midst of the darkness, go ahead. The lights will turn on in your life. And you won't feel like that you're bumping around with confusion. You won't feel like that you're lost. I might sound like that I'm in anger right now, but I'm in rebuke towards the enemy. We're on to his trail. We're not going to walk around blind. We're not going to be the blind leading the blind either. I want to be in a place where we're following the Almighty Spirit and anointing of God, where we hear the Spirit and not go by tradition, not go by religion, but go by what God wants us to do. Because you can have the lights on, the music on, and the Bibles open and be in darkness. Praise God. Praise God. And you might feel a little bit, but God wants you to feel a lot of it. He wants you to feel the abundance. Woo! Praise God. I don't go to the fridge and get a cup out and pour out 1/4. So I have to keep making trips over and over and over. I want to be in a place where I go into church on Friday and I'm able to let God fill into me what I need to sustain me. Praise God. You see, when you learn from the instruction of what God gives you, we're going to say something heavy. Get your muscles tense. When we learn from the instruction of what God gives, we're able to move on and learn something else. If you think that I enjoy saying stuff that sounds like a broken record, trust me, I don't like it just like you don't. But it's not me that's repeating the record. I want to move on to talking about glory, but we'll never get to glory until we get our feet on the foundation and learn who it is that we're serving and what it is that's living in here and what that we need to do to make it stay. When you read in the scriptures, the representation of the lamp, the light, and the oil, there's a part of us that can grow empty, which lets me know that at some point, I've got to be involved in my own lamp. You ever seen those old school lamps? Like a Cracker Barrel? They've got some of them. Every now and then they've got to go over there and trim the little thing inside. I don't even know what it's called. That's how new I am. You can laugh at me. They got to go trim the thing inside and pour more oil in it so that it keeps continually keeping a flame. Right? Is that right? There is effort that is being made to keep the flame sustained. Let me say that again. There is effort that is being made to keep the flame sustained. In other words, when we make an effort to keep the light of God sustained, we won't be in darkness for the enemy to come in and take advantage of God's children. We're losing our loved ones left and right. Losing our loved ones left and right. My heart is broken every day when I hear all the stories of those that we're losing. But you know what they're walking in the midst of darkness. And what are we supposed to be? The light of the world. The light of the world. He is in me. He is in me. I am the light of the world. As Christ is in me, the Spirit of God is the light of the world that is in me. He is the I am that I am, and He is in you. And if we're not working on the wick, we're not praying every day, don't expect it to stay bright. And when you're walking in the middle of your trial, Lord, where are you? Where's your light? Uh-oh. Everything's battery powered. Easy. Life's easy. Life's easy. What planet are you from? Life's hard. If anybody's got a little extra money, send it my way. Life's hard. Even if we all put our money in together, hired an accountant to make sure that all of our bills were paid, life would still be hard. Because if it wasn't your money, it'd be your health. If it wasn't your health, it'd be your loved ones. He comes to sift you as wheat. The devil comes to seek whom he may devour. So if he knows he can't come after you, he'll go after one that he's able to try to get a hold of. And if they're in darkness, and if we're not shining a light to observe them, what do you mean? If we don't stand in the gap to pray, if we don't call to check up on them, physically see where they are, check on them, love them, hug on them, remind them they're alive. I don't know about you, but I'm tired of being blind in the darkness. Are you tired of being blind in the darkness? I'm tired of sitting around and saying, why? I guess is what I'm getting to. Why is it so hard? Why can I ever seem to get everything done? Trying to do 48 hours of work in a 24-hour day. Trying to live life on 5 to 6 hours sleep a week. And you expect that you're going to be able to function? It's going to show on you one day. And what little bit of rest that we are trying to get, it's taken away by the enemy because he knows that's all that we have to live by. What little money that we have, something comes up to try to wear at your mind because he knows that's all that you have to use. Blind in the middle of darkness because we have no clarity in the middle of it. Listen, I could be broke, homeless, and in bad shape with health. But with the light of Christ in my life, I'm still okay. I'm still all right. I'm still all right. You can be in something right now that you do not feel like God can accomplish. God is able. You just need to bring Christ back into your life in a greater way. I normally don't do this, but I always want to follow God. Praise the Lord. Listen, I have walked around blind too long in my life. I spent the best years of my life blind. Our youth is blind right now. Wasting away the best years of their life because nobody's shining a light in their lives. They're turning to drugs because they see some kind of glimmer of hope in that stuff. There's nothing to it. Kids are being ruined each and every day. You don't have to be 13 to get hooked on drugs. You don't have to be 8 to get hooked on drugs. You don't have to be 6 to get hooked on drugs. People, you have to shine your light all the time. Because you see, blind leading the blind is also, I could be blind leading the blind to faith. Because if I'm not being a light of the world to those that need me to be a light of the world, I'm leading her into more discouragement. If she's sad and needs me to pray with her, applied example right now. If she's sad and needs me to encourage her, say something to her to lift her up, and I just ignore it, let it go on by. That's the blind leading the blind. She's in darkness. And I'm blind because I'm not willing to let the light of Christ shine in my life. Therefore, we're both in trouble. She's in trouble because she needs help. And I'm in trouble because I didn't help. Because we got two kinds of people in the church. There are people that are going to help, that are in a place that can help. And then you have people that need help. I have not found somebody that's in between. Not yet. Not yet. Not since I've started preaching. There's either people that are going to help or people that need help. If we're really honest about it, we're one of those two people. It's going to look stupid, but I don't care.
Bless you, Lord.
But if I have to get on my hands and knees tonight to beg you, I'm here to help you.
Amen.
And I'm willing to cry out to God with you. If you need help, don't be ashamed to cry out to God. I'm tired of us walking around in darkness. I'm tired of living in suffering. We were equipped with better than that. We were equipped with more than that. It wasn't just enough to get me by. It was more than enough. It was enough to make me live. It was enough to set me free. I'm begging you, if you need help tonight, I'm begging you, if you're one that's willing to help, that we step into our place so that we can get our help and be somebody that can help someone else. Church, we're here to help people. We're here to reach out to people. We're here to lend a hand to those that need it. We're not here to play church, not here to go through the motions, but to reach out and help people.